what, I wondered, makes people turn away from, rather than challenge, atrocities? Why do some of the same people who stand on the streets demonstrating for human rights mistreat members of their own families? Why do those who claim to want a society based on the values of compassion and justice nevertheless vote and act against these values? The answers to these questions came to me after another incident involving an animal, this time in the form of a hamburger. I was 23 years old, and I'd recently eaten a beef patty that was contaminated with Campylobacter, the salmonella of the red meat world. I wound up hospitalized and on intravenous antibiotics, and after that experience, I found myself too disgusted to eat meat again. In the process of learning about my new vegetarian diet, I stumbled upon information about animal agriculture. What I learned shocked and horrified me. The extent of the needless suffering endured by billions of non-human animals and the devastation to the environment was almost incomprehensible. But what disturbed me perhaps even more was that nobody I talked to about what I'd learned was willing to hear what I had to say. Their responses were nearly always along the lines of, "Don't tell me that, you'll ruin my meal," or they'd call me a radical.